I'm Leslie Wise, and this is Ethics and Jurisprudence. We are involved in a discussion of ethics on the part of chiropractors. Thus far, we have been talking about doctor and patient relationships. Now we want to enter into the area of doctor-doctor relationships. What we're talking about here is interprofessional relationship, that is, relationships with other healing arts practitioners, and intra-professional relationships, that is, the relationship between chiropractors. So we want to discuss some of the issues that arise in that particular area. One of the things, just on a doctor-doctor relationship, and this is inter- and intra-professional, is that we share information with other healing arts practitioners, including chiropractors. We share information for the benefit of patients. I mentioned in another section at some point that we should be willing to share information about patient care with the patient's other doctors. In today's society, people very often are involved with more than one doctor at a time. It is not unusual that a patient would be seeing us for chiropractic care at the same time that they are actively involved in care of another type, with a medical doctor, perhaps with a dentist or a dermatologist or some other healing arts practitioners or specialists. So for us to keep informed about the patient's other avenues of care is important. Some of that care could impact what we as chiropractors are doing. Some of what we are doing as chiropractors could impact the care that other healthcare providers are giving. So a free flow of information between healthcare providers is essential. The fax machine has been a wonderful tool in making this available. It's very simple and very easy to fax over your notes to a patient's medical doctor, or to receive a fax of information that the patient has been involved in some other kind of care. It's important to do that. So one of the little admonitions that we would talk about here is that we do that as chiropractors. It is our obligation to be involved in the free flow of information concerning a patient's care. Whatever information the patient would like us to transmit, or whatever information we feel that it would be helpful to transmit, we should transmit. And we would hope that we would be on the receiving end of that too. It's a very simple matter to call and ask a medical doctor to fax over their report of findings or whatever notes they have that would help us in understanding what a patient's health care needs are, what the patient's health care problems are. So this is an obligation we have. And this would be involved in concurrent care, when we're taking care of a patient and some other doctor's taking care of them at the same time, concurrent. If a patient decides to transfer to another chiropractor, we have an obligation to transmit information. Generally, what we're talking about here is release of x-rays and our case history notes and our adjusting notes. What we generally do here is make copies of your adjusting notes and your case history notes, send those along, letting the chiropractor, the new chiropractor, know what you've been doing since the patient's been under care. As far as sending x-rays along, we run into little conflicts about this all the time. There's always been a bit of a conflict about whether or not we should release x-rays to the patient or send them to another doctor or what we should do. Some malpractice insurance companies would tell you, don't release x-rays at all. Don't ever release x-rays. Keep the x-rays in your office just in case you're sued later on down the road or something. I tend to think that's sort of archaic thinking. I believe that as long as you have a paper trail means the patient signs for the x-rays. The patient indicates their desire for you to send those x-rays along to another doctor, then you have a paper trail. You've done your duty keeping the x-rays in your physical possession. I don't think is that big a deal. And I think it's perfectly acceptable to release original x-rays as long as you have a patient signature. You have somebody sign for it. That's an acceptable thing to do. The other thing that you may do is lend the x-rays to another healthcare provider. We even have special envelopes that x-rays are mailed in that say, right on the outside of the envelope, please return these films to the point of origin when you're finished viewing them. We're providing them for you to view, to get information, but we're asking that you return them to us for long-term storage. So there has always been this notion among chiropractors that we hang on to x-rays, especially if the patient owes us money. That's sort of our leverage that keeps, make sure that the patient will pay us at some point, is that we're holding the x-rays and we're not going to release them, by golly, until we're paid. South Carolina Board of Chiropractic Examiners has ruled that kind of behavior is unacceptable. The South Carolina Board of Examiners rules a number of years ago that chiropractors must release x-rays to other healthcare providers who ask for them. You must, regardless of what the patient's financial status at your office is. Even if they owe you money, you must release them so that other healthcare providers can access the information that's there. The purpose behind this is to avoid overexposure to radiation by the patients. If a person has been to a chiropractor and had six views of their spine taken 1 week, they decide to switch and go to another chiropractor, leaving a financial bill outstanding with the original chiropractor, it's silly for the new chiropractor to have to repeat six views, re-radiate the patient, just because the patient decided to transfer. So South Carolina took that into consideration and made it a board regulation that you have to release x-rays. Even if the patient owes you money, you do other collecting attempts, but you don't hold x-rays hostage to an unpaid bill. We would say that chiropractors owe their patients the responsibility of sharing information, and that includes x-rays. If you were to have lab findings, if you were to have had special tests done, if you had an MRI performed, any other tests that you have had done outside the office that you have reports on, that you share that information when a patient decides to transfer to another chiropractor. You send it all along. Generally, the patient will request it, they'll sign, you'll have a signature, you keep that in your file. If late, at a later date, a court or anybody else asks you for films or asks you for information, you have a paper trail then. You have a signed statement that the patient took possession of the films or took the films to another doctor or that you sent them at the patient's request. And that generally covers the problem without any great difficulty. As far as ownership of x-rays, we've had endless battles about who owns x-rays. I don't know that the answer is totally in yet. A lot of patients feel like they own the x-rays because, why? They paid for them. They paid for the x-rays, so they feel like they own them, that they should be able to pick them up anytime they want and that they are theirs. The chiropractor's attitude is, no, you don't own the x-rays. You own the information that we get from the x-rays. That's yours, not the film itself. The film itself is a tool. It's a tool that doctors use to get information. You own the information. So we have that situation that arises occasionally, that people will want the x-rays and demand the x-rays because they're theirs. And in fact, they really belong to the chiropractor. They're a tool. If somebody takes your blood pressure, that doesn't mean you own the SPIG. You own the reading as a patient. You own the reading, not the instrument that took your blood pressure. The x-ray film is analogous to the blood pressure cuff. It's the mechanism by which information is gained. The information belongs to the patient, the tool belongs to the doctor. So that's sort of a thought about who owns x-rays, not the patient, the doctor does really. And we've had endless battles about that over the years. Generally, my idea on releasing information and x-rays, if somebody is going to not be your patient anymore, they're going to transfer to another doctor for care, then why do you want to keep films around, keep them in your office, you know? And the answer has always been, oh, for safety in case you get sued for malpractice. I don't see that that gives you any safety. It's if somebody wants your x-rays, they're going to subpoena them and get them anyway, so the information is out. I've always had the feeling that a lot of doctors don't want to share their x-rays because they're sort of ashamed of their x-rays. The x-rays are unreadable, they're dark, they're light, they're really not of good quality, and they're sort of embarrassed about them, and they don't want to release them to another doctor who might poke fun at them. So make sure you take good x-rays. Share your information with other doctors. It's not a problem.